Hello, Clerb members. I'm Ariana, and welcome to a savage mini-episode of the Nightlight Horror Movie Clerb. I have with me right now one of our listeners, Jeremy, a.k.a. Pykel Myers, who has graciously agreed to come onto the pod in the spirit of troll. And Kate will be joining us in a few minutes, and she has no idea what's about to happen to her. But, Jeremy, can you explain what's about to go down?
Yes. What we're going to do is we're going to play a game I like to call Are You a Stupid Bastard? It's a mini version of my show called Hills to Die On, where I take people and their most unpopular opinions and I make them defend themselves and I try to make them look as bad as possible.
Yes. Wait, what's the opinion you chose?
What I did was I took just all the knowledge I have of you guys and I took some CLERB polls.
Oh, so shit.
So there's several CLERB members involved. They kind of know what's going on, like, as little as possible.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But your opinions are be going based against theirs.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hers is, yeah.
Wait, I'm not involved, right? You're not going to troll me.
No, yeah.
Okay,
not.
Perfect. Okay, good. I'm here for it. Amazing. All right. I'm going to send Kate the thingy, and then when she joins us, get ready for her to scream.
Yeah.
Someone else wants to join this call. Okay, ready? All right.
Yeah.
Here comes Kate.
Blur.
Did I tell you she's gonna scream or what?
Oh, you did. Hey.
Oh my god, you look awesome.
Doing great.
You look well.
Is that a wig?
Yeah, this is So this is not Pykel Myers. This is Seymour Ghosts.
Got Seymour Ghosts.
Kate's on the ground.
I'm obsessed. This is fantastic.
Oh my God.
This is great. All right. I'm recording.
Hallelujah. So are we. You need to get real litty for this, Kate. It's about to get real rough.
Litty? All right.
Litty.
I'm 12 fluid ounces of sugar-free Red Bull down, so I think I'm pretty litty. Well, what, Pykel, what are you doing here? What is happening?
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm glad we're recording now.
Yeah,
so,
thanks for warning me to wear a bra, Ariana. This is great.
You wouldn't have worn a bra, Kate. Don't act like you would have fucking right. worn a bra. Shit.
Never.
So, Kate, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but this is not a fun visit from your good friend, Pykel Myers.
No!
To make you feel good. In fact, it's a visit from Seymour Ghost.
No, not Seymour
Ghost. Been recruited by Ariana to make you look really bad.
Ariana, you bitch!
But rest assured, I'm not here to attack your trivia knowledge because that would be juvenile and way too easy because I know
too
what
easy.
You know.
Too
you
easy.
Know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know what I know.
I'm here to attack your character.
what?
Because this is a mini episode of Hills to Die On now.
Okay, perfect. Let's go. I'm so ready.
It's like, I'm ready to fucking die. Choose the hill.
Let's go.
So, I'm up there dying.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to start with a quote, and it's, you got to get cultured one way or another, and shame is a good way as any. Kate Thompson.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you said to Ariana.
You said that exact phrase to me,
That's
Kate.
So fucked.
So we're here to culture you.
How the turntables.
The turntable.
Oh, the turntable.
So much regret. Oh, it's too late.
And also, I didn't want Ariana to be bored.
Of course.
So we're going to attack her character.
Yay!
Yeah! Do it. I know exactly what you're going to attack. I'm here for
There's
it.
There's a lot
Let's
to
see.
Attack. Let's be
Let's
honest.
Fucking go. You know what,
so,
Kate?
So everyone at home, the rules are simple. I changed it a little bit up for this CLERB episode because, well, I don't know your, like, you didn't submit your most, like, your worst opinions. I just have
right.
to know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've listened to you talk more than I've heard my wife talk. So here we are.
Two chatty bros.
Right. The rules are simple. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And if the club agrees with you, you win. And if not, you're a stupid bastard.
You're a dumb bitch.
We're going to be fucking
be just a
stupid
bunch of
bastards.
Stupid bastard party of two over
I don't
here.
Care.
Let's okay. go. Ariana does this anyway on our Patreon page. She'll just like stir shit up, put things
yeah.
that she knows everyone's going to agree with her on there and be like, who do you agree
it's
with?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Who do you agree with?
Oh, me? Oh,
mommy
that's so weird. Mommy or daddy? All right.
Mommy.
I'm ready. I'm ready to fight.
All right. So you both answer all of these questions. There is one where you both have to answer, though.
Okay.
But outside of that, you both answer separately.
Got it.
So you can both look stupid.
Excellent.
Okay, great.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I don't know, yes. But yeah, yeah, of course. I've been ready this whole time.
What is the best witch movie?
Ariana, I know what she thinks.
I already know.
Well, you guys tell me, and I'll tell you if you're right or not, because there's a right answer.
There is.
Oh, shit. Oh, because you already pulled the club.
Yeah.
Suspiria is really good.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's right.
I don't know. What?
I'm going to wait till Kate answers. I'm going to wait till Kate says final answer before I say mine.
I think I'm going to probably go with Suspiria.
It's a good one. Yeah. I don't know if the club would agree with you, though, but maybe they would.
The original.
What do you think, Ariana?
Not the remake. No offense. Right. I know Ariana likes
that. Max?
Have you seen the remake,
Kate?
Because I feel like you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't even seen the end. The end is the best part of the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I'll like it.
I feel like the answer is either Blair Witch or The Witch. Ooh. And I'm just going to say what my favorite one is, which is The Witch.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Obviously. All wonderful answers.
All incorrect.
But I have to tell you
both
that
wrong.
You are very incorrect. And 60% of the polled members of the club say The Craft is the best.
Oh, yeah, that's you're okay. Right. We're a bunch of stupid bastards. They're absolutely
stupid bastards so far.
Mommy's children,
so right?
There.
Mommy's babies. Oof. Agree. Yes,
a lot of mommy's babies.
Mommy's little babies.
I don't remember if you recall or not, but I said 100% of this show's vibe. So I mean, you gotta.
I know.
That's
right.
It.
I gotta tune in. I gotta tune in.
So good kills or good story?
Oh, a good story.
Good story, definitely.
Okay, that's 100%. I was wondering if Kate would say, you know.
I know, I thought Kate would say good kills.
I had like a minute where I'm like, but if it needs, I would prefer that it also has good kills, but.
I need both.
Yeah, like if I'm going to pick a movie off the shelf.
If you have to pick one.
Yeah, if I'm going
to
pick one off the shelf not knowing anything and they're like, this one has a good story, this one has, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm going to go with story, yeah.
Good, because 100% of who I pulled the movie.
Yes.
That's a good one. So. Okay. I need a pen. It's gone. It's okay.
Oh, no, wait. I have a pen.
To find out if we're stupid bastards?
Yes.
You can't keep track of things.
No.
That's true.
You can't be trusted to tally.
Every time that I'm meant to tally, I don't tally, but I'm going to do it this time.
She forgets.
All right, hold on. All right,
she's like, I have 7 tallies, and I'm like, there's been 20 questions.
Right. I got Kate, Ariana, and Clurb. So the Clurb has 1 point. Is that how this is going to work?
Oh, or we're playing against them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we have
all
1
right.
point.
Your favorite Wins Prince.
Oh, Kyle Gallner, for sure. I love him. And Jennifer's Oof. Body. That's one of my favorites. That's the first one I think of in terms of Wins Princes.
That's the first one I think of, too. But I'm going to keep thinking and see if there's someone else I can think of that's better. No, yeah.
Marty's really great.
Too.
I like Marty from Cabin in the Woods a lot.
So those are great answers. I kind of forgot about Kyle myself.
How that's, dare you?
That's a great one. No, Oof. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, shame.
Especially
bastard.
Me. So I've got 2 prominent answers so far. One of them is Vincent Price.
Okay.
And our bestie, our club bestie, Justin Longcock.
Of course.
Oh, Justin Long.
Justin Long. Yes. Okay.
God,
you know,
damn.
I'm going to take the L there because that's embarrassing for us.
I feel like Kyle Gowner's like the millennial.
Yeah, yes. he's our version of it. Because I think of like
he's. We love him. He's in everything.
He's in everything. He's like I think of like Haunting in Connecticut, and like he's always like
Smile.
A good little. Yeah, he's always a good little.
He was like in The Walking Dead for like a day.
Was
he's
he really?
In it all. Yeah, yeah.
Dipping his toes.
Dipping his little penis.
Snape or Lupin?
Ew, Snape. Ew. Oh, ew.
God.
Ew.
Okay. All right.
He's Lupin.
Ugh. 40% of people.
40 people.
No
guys.
Way.
No. Book Lupin or movie.
Hey, this is a very animal friendly podcast. Okay, that's I guess. Have some chocolate.
I'm
okay,
in
listen,
shock.
40%. We love an animagus.
Like, do I think? Do I want Lupin to sit on my face? Yes.
No.
Do I want Snape to sit on my face harder?
Yes. He is such a complex character, and Lupin just names his kid like Teddy, Harry, Dumbledore, or whatever. I don't know.
Dumb.
All
so
the
terrible.
Orrs in book 6 and on, boring and dumb. I'm just gonna say it. Don't love Kingsley Shacklebolt. That's a concerning name as well. Rowling.
Shacklebolt.
Yeah, the only black Orr. That's his name. Kingsley
Shacklebolt. Oh yeah. Kingsley.
Problematic.
Cringe.
Yeah, cringe.
Shacklebolt.
So
Shacklebolt? Oh my god, I just
got
a major problem. But yeah, Snape.
That's why her name is JK, because she's just kidding.
JK. That's what she's trying to say. She's like, wait guys, JK.
JK, I'm rolling. It's got like a moniker. Like.
R-O-F-L ling.
Right. X-Files or Stranger Things?
X-Files.
Ooh.
Okay, okay.
Stranger Things, season one is superior, but as a series, X-Files is superior.
I don't know. I like Stranger Things. I think it was the third season the best.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say Stranger Things because...
Okay.
Okay.
The club is 60% X-Files.
Hey, what up? That's what I'm
that's
talking
about.
That's
not bad,
about.
Though.
Boo.
No, that's
I guess
that's
we're splitting
right.
up, Kate. I guess we're not on the same team anymore.
I think this is about right. I think we're tied if my count is correct with the club.
Wait, but now we have to win now that you've said that. Now I feel like we need to win.
There's two of you.
Yeah, is it us versus them or us versus each other? It's hard to tell with us sometimes. Usually.
So it's.
I think it's
versus
us
each other
versus
and the
each
club.
Other and the club.
Right.
Yeah.
Applause are at him ready.
All right.
Wait, so is this like that show where you guess like what the most common answer is or you guess like what you would answer?
A little bit of both.
What's
it's
that show?
Are you thinking of
What's
Family Feud, I think?
Yes, Family Feud.
This is a mix. Like when I do this show, it's a mix of like all game shows that I think would be applicable.
Yeah.
And this one's a little different because I don't have an audience.
Yeah.
So I had to pull the audience first. Normally I pull them a little bit, but for this I had to like get everything.
It's like Family Feud, but you have to, it's the hill you're going to die on. So it's like whatever you think is correct.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You better mean it because we're here to make you look stupid.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay, good. So, okay, great.
And the thing is, in this world, if you don't agree with everybody else, you're the problem. So I want everyone to know, the whole club to know, that these people rated Oculus better than Alien.
Yep. And I would do it again. 100%.
Yes, Oculus. What a hidden gem.
Look at us agreeing sometimes, Ariana.
Good job.
Hidden
agreeing on
gem.
Some really, like... upsetting decisions when it comes to people didn't like that one. If you come after any of the classics, people are going to be upset, and that's valid. That's totally valid. But also,
mommy and daddy are going to get divorced, or this is counseling for them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We almost get divorced, and then we're like, we say things like Oculus, and it pulls us back in. It mends us.
Yeah. We remember why we fell in love.
Yeah, we fall in love again.
I also want. No one to forget that Ariana prefers the 2010 Nightmare on Elm Street.
I knew you were going
to
fucking bring
one.
That shit up.
Thank you so much for... you know what, guys? If you haven't
so
listened,
hard
go listen to our Nightmare on Elm Street hill. Remake episode. But you know what? Jeremy Pikel, Ghosts... Who are you today? Man of many names.
It doesn't matter.
Seymour Ghosts.
What do you think about that? I want to know what... Because honestly, like...
Yeah, I need to know your opinion.
I have expressed my opinions. So I want to know what you might think.
I think he's going to side with you.
I hope so.
It's 100%.
There we go.
Like, there's no question. Nightmare on Elm Street is my favorite movie.
Oh, yay! It's a good one. It's so good.
I can go on forever. And that's why I speak about it the least, because I speak about it the most.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Round two, run, bitch, run. So in the middle of the night, Nick and Will are gone. They're returning videotapes. You're
video
all
tapes.
Alone. Slenderman
Ooh.
Wakes you up and demands
hot
sacrificial tribute.
Okay.
Of DVDs. Yeah, you can only find three of them.
Okay.
Alien, Jaws, and Ready or Not.
Wait,
that's all you got.
Wait.
Oh,
Alien, Jaws, and Ready or Not.
Kate's sacrificing Alien for sure.
So, he demands that you throw away two of these DVDs, and you can only keep one.
Slenderman, my God, give me a break, dude. Okay.
Hey, he could ask you to stab your best friend, but he's not. He just wants you to throw away a couple DVDs. I think you're fine.
I mean, it's still rude, right? Like, all right, let's see.
It is.
Is this Slenderman as tall as me or shorter? Because I think I could take him on.
That's not an option,
Slenderman
Ariana.
Slenderman is 40 feet tall.
Yeah, you're
so
not.
So he's as tall
this
as
is your
him.
Second story window. He's looking at you.
So he's as tall as me and I'm not worried.
Yeah, okay, right. You should be. I'm going to throw away Alien.
Obviously.
I hate it, but I'm going to throw away Jaws. I love Jaws. I love Jaws.
Ready or Not is like in our top three or some shit.
I know, but we've never covered Jaws, girl.
I know. We almost did, though.
I know. It never went. I'm gonna throw away those two. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Kate just loves Ready or Not because it's actually a blonde final girl and she can relate.
I love a blonde final
girl.
So
let's reverse this so I can understand your answers. Which movie are you going to keep?
I'm keeping Ready or Not.
Oof. What about you, Ariana?
I'm keeping Alien, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the club.
Keep
zero.
Is gonna bring you up. I know. Nobody agrees.
Zero. They're like, what the fuck?
Two classics and then this one.
They're
movie
like, I haven't even seen
about.
It.
I know. You should. It's good. All right. What do they keep?
And then Alien 60% and Jaws 40% because you know.
Yeah. I get the Jaws. Alien, I'm like, okay, I guess. But Jaws, I would totally get saving. But no, I'm going to save the DeMoss family because they're delightful.
Oh, my God.
Great. Now, the Horror Light, the Nightlight Horror Movie Club is now in charge of all movies ever.
Perfect.
Just you guys.
Perfect. Wait, all what?
All movies ever.
Good. Finally. Thank God.
And you're deciding the fate of three movies. One of them you'll deem perfect. One of them you'll delete from existence.
Oh, no.
And one of them is going to get remade starring Bill Skarsgård or Shia LaBeouf if you can't afford Bill.
This is like Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, exactly. So, Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Silence of the Lambs. The Exorcist. And Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna disagree on this one. I'm just going to go ahead and flush Exorcist down the toilet. I'm sorry. I know the club is not going to agree with that. I know. Listen,
Kate?
I'm sorry. I'm never going to watch that movie unless you make me do it again. Like, and I will.
It's such a comfort movie. I want to watch it every Christmas.
So weird. Okay. So one of them we destroy. One of them we mark as perfect. It gets a 100%. And the other one we recast. Okay.
Ooh.
I think Hollywood does this with every movie. They're like, hey, we're going to redo this one. This one we're just going to ignore. This one is pretty good. And then also, where's Bill?
I literally need to write this down. Okay, hold on. All right, give me the movies one more time.
Kate's taking this extremely
Exorcist?
Seriously.
Yes, Exorcist.
Silence of the Lambs.
Uh-huh.
And Beetlejuice.
Oh, God. No, you didn't. Okay, fuck. I'm going to Killing Exorcist, and then I have to choose a perfect and a recast.
Oh, this is hard.
I would... Ooh. I can't recast anyone in Silence of the Lambs. That's blasphemy. So that
I know. That's the hard part, right?
Beetlejuice.
You can say it's perfect.
It gets a perfect, and I'm going to give... Do I have to recast Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton? I'm going to recast
You have Michael to recast.
Keaton.
That's part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. I'm going to recast Michael Keaton and just see what happens. And that's a damn shame because I love Michael Keaton. But we're going to throw in Bill Skarsgård if possible. Yeah, I'm writing down. Look, I'm going to take a quiz later.
Wait, so do I get to cast Shia LaBeouf as Reagan?
Yes.
If you want to.
Yes.
Oh, he would be great.
He would be dramatic as hell. It would be a dramatic film.
That would be awesome.
I want him to play all of the characters.
That's even better. Fuck.
Yeah, give him like 10 years like, to just unravel a little bit more and we might get there.
I want him to Madea the actor.
Yes. Norbit.
Why don't we have more like Tyler Perry situation horror movie? That's all I'm saying.
Bro, I know.
We've been saying that.
Oh, fuck. Wait, Kate, what was your answer? Did you
see? I'm glad I wrote it down. I threw away Exorcist. Silence of the Lambs got 100, and I'm recasting Bill Skarsgård as Beetlejuice. Or is Winona Ryder?
Is Bill Skarsgård funny? I've never seen is he a funny guy or is he just like really hot and spooky?
He's
yes.
Yeah, I think he's all of it. He's really the whole.
I'm gonna
package.
Have to be convinced. I could see Shia LaBeouf as you know what? Yes, Shia LaBeouf as fucking Michael Keaton. He's got the you have
answer.
To have a little bit of crazy. You know
Wait,
what I
does
mean?
That mean you're going to throw away Silence of the Lambs?
No.
You got to throw away someone.
I know. I feel weird, but I feel like I want to throw away The Exorcist. But it's only because I really want to see.
Yeah.
I really
yeah.
want to see Shia LaBeouf as Beetlejuice.
Psycho. Into it. Look at us. Reluctantly agreeing, but what?
And Silence of the Lambs, perfect. Obviously.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't want to get into your list because no one does.
Wait, did everyone agree with us? Because I feel like they did.
I'll tell you this. No one got Beetlejuice.
That's understandable.
But that's no shade to Beetlejuice.
No, obviously no. If you're up against literally
me,
two movies that
are
like
you
won
guys,
Academy Awards,
it's all shade, and we know it.
It's a little tough. Listen, I'm ride or die for Beetlejuice, but like I accept this,
And then Silence of the Lambs and Exorcist both tied.
Oh.
They're like, keep it, remake it, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I think that's where we were too.
Yeah. It's hard.
No, I don't know if you can remake Silence of the Lambs with another. Like the cast is just, like
it wouldn't
what?
Be better than Anthony Hopkins.
I don't want to see Shia LaBeouf as what, Hannibal Lecter? That's not going to work for me.
I agree. I agree. It has to be a different type of crazy. It has to be like unhinged crazy, yeah, not like psychopathic cannibal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like more of a Beetlejuice vibe for him.
Yeah. 100%. 100p.
Should we do this?
Okay.
Are we doing this?
Doing this?
Okay. You're still in charge of all movies ever.
Okay. Mm. Excellent.
But Mike Flanagan needs a third kidney to survive.
A third?
For some reason. Or he's going to die.
I mean, he gets a kidney, man. But he's got to – listen, there's going to be a contract with that kidney, right? Like, if I can't have any rosé anymore, you have to be putting out content for me.
Repo.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not on the table. So Kate was going to do the surgery, but she drank a little too much confidence juice. And now it's up to Ariana in emergency.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Each of you must decide together who you're going to take the kidney from. During surgery, this person is going to die along with all of their stuff they've ever made.
Mm.
There's three perfect matches. Whose kidney are we going to take? M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Oh, no.
Wes Craven or James Wan.
Okay. Mm. But then all their content is gone forever?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of these directors is dead.
Yeah,
to save Mike Flanagan.
Don't touch Wes Craven's kidney, okay?
Of course.
He's off the table.
I'm killing Wes Craven.
No, you are not.
I'm taking both his kidneys.
Bitch!
He might need another one.
You might, just in case.
What is wrong with you? No, I'd take Shyamalan's kidney. I'm so sorry.
Oh, would you?
I think I would. God. I think I would, because it's like, I'm thinking of all their movies as like children, and who has like, it's like a Sophie's Choice. And I'm like, yeah, we'll lose The Sixth Sense. We're going to lose Signs. We're going to lose so many good movies. But we're also going to forget a lot of bad memories. We're going to forget about Avatar. We don't need to worry about Lady in the Water anymore. None of that. Just wiped
Lady
clean.
In the Water is perfect.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Oh, it's like so bad. Good. It's not even fun.
It's so good.
Oh, and that hurts, because you know, Shyamalan was like my first little box set that I
ever know.
Had. Yeah. I would take it.
So I'll start with, Ariana needs to answer.
I'm killing fucking Wes Craven for That's sure.
So oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know that guy.
0% for the greatest Wes Craven.
Yeah, thank
no
you.
One, no one was getting rid of him.
What the
no
fuck,
one.
Ariana?
Just Ariana.
The fuck?
Just
20% were like, okay, I can live without James Wan.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone wants to kill Shyamalan.
It's so much.
The 80%, they're like,
fuck that guy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and I, it's just logical.
There's an alien outside my window. I need a glass of water.
Oh, okay. Go get your glass of water. There's an
it's
alien
like,
outside
don't
of my window.
Shit on Signs.
I love Signs, and I quoted it literally this morning. So like, it means a lot that I'm ready to let him go. I'm gonna let him go though.
Okay. All right, y'all. Round three. Which movie is scarier?
Oh.
And I need your honest opinion. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Signs or Cats?
Which one? The remake of Cats? Because that shit's terrifying.
I think Cats was scary.
The one you covered.
Cats. Yeah, Cats, for sure. Cats is much
the part with
scarier.
The cockroaches? Oh, my God.
Where they dance? Where she unzips her little
fever
cat
dream.
Flesh suit?
So you agree that...
That's not what I said.
So you agree.
That's what
you
said, everybody. You heard it first.
So you agree that Signs is not scary.
Signs was one of the first movies that scared me, and I grew up watching Cats, but it changed when I got older. And now Cats is a lot scarier.
Listen. Are you ready to hear what percentage of the club is loyal to you?
Is that how this? Yeah, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready.
20% said Signs.
That
can only be out of loyalty to you.
Oh, that's sweet. Sweet babies. Thanks, mommy's noticing.
All these musical theater people.
Yeah, I know.
80% they're like Cats, dude.
Cats is really, it's really fucked up. I keep trying to get Ariana, and I think you've seen it, but I keep trying to get Ariana to get drunk with me and watch like the original like Broadway recording of Cats, because that's on another
level. I've seen
it. I know, but not recently, so we're going to have to do that.
Okay.
Again.
Sounds good. There's so many things we have to do together, Kate.
I know.
Do you guys see each other enough? Because every episode, it's like, oh, we need to do this.
No, we do not see each other.
There's no way.
No,
we see each other maybe like once every 2 or 3 months.
That's more than normal.
Right.
The last time we saw each other was like 5 months ago.
Yeah. That was horrible. We were supposed to see each other, but then Kate got the flu like a bitch.
I tried to die. Yeah. That was a shame. Yeah.
Is The Terminator a horror movie?
Yes.
Ariana?
Did you say yes, Kate?
Yeah.
I think it is. I think it's horror elements.
You have
I think
to
it is as much as like
Alien 2 is
as horror, much as so like Signs is, I guess.
Okay, you're going to come after Signs when you call Aliens the second one a horror film when it's literally just an action film. Like, don't even.
But like also there's so many action films that are like horror whatever. Like freaking Quiet Place. Like if you think about it, it's just like aliens and like it's all thriller, like they're coming after you. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I know I'm not on trial here. But the scariest part about A Quiet Place, is the parenting. That is the scariest part.
Wait, are they bad parents?
They are the worst parents in history.
Oh, really?
See, you would know because you're a parent. I'm just like, okay. Yeah, go like play in the corn silo, kids. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, even before the first 5 minutes of the movie, it's the kid gets snatched because they weren't even like looking at him.
That's so fucking true. Mm. Like, literally, they know.
And
that
their response is to have more kids.
They
evolution.
Just keep doing it. Stop doing
they're
that.
Like, that just,
it's just evolution.
They damn their current kids by being like, I'm going to bring like a wailing infant into this world because that's what the world
correct.
Needs. Dumb.
Condoms are free. Do you just take them from the store?
Mm, wrap your whacker before you attack her.
Oh, my God.
Right.
They
what
sure
are, you
are
doing?
Bad parents. I didn't even notice that. You're right.
So bad.
Bad.
Like, the sister was a better parent than the
she
parents.
She had to be, good. Right? Like, she was the parent.
She couldn't even hear. And she's like, look, someone has to watch these kids, literally.
You keep killing my fucking brothers, and I can't even goddamn
like,
hear.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And then it's like, there's a waterfall here this whole time with fresh water. We can't just live here, Dad.
Oh, why don't they live by the waterfall? I don't understand. Whatever. You're right. You're right.
Listen, Jim Halpert's hot, so we forgive him. It's
is
fine.
He?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna.
That's fine. That's the next question. No,
is Jim Halpert attractive?
Is he hot or not?
Okay. This one is T.I. West or Lars von Trier.
Ew. Wait, who do we kill? Is that the question? We're gonna kill Lars von Trier.
Let's murder him.
Let's murder fuck Knuckles over there and all his misogynist garbage guys with him. No, hate that guy.
Oh, Lars von Trier. Yes.
That's a smooth 50-50 right there. 60% said T.I.
Yeah.
So that's close.
Meh.
Wait, so 40% of people are in support of Lars von Trier in our club?
Yeah, Kate.
Guys, you need to go to therapy.
Okay, so serious question.
Oh, no.
Do you like the movie Halloween, or are you better than John Carpenter?
Oh, my God! Listen, if I have to choose between those two, I'm going to say I fucking like Halloween. Is that what you wanted me to say?
I'm better than John Carpenter.
No, you're not. Listen, The Thing is my number one movie. The Thing is number one. That's John fucking Carpenter. I love
that
man.
Yeah, that's so
love
true.
John Carpenter. He's amazing. That's He's so extremely true. Talented. But so I'm going to have to go with, I guess I like Halloween, you assholes making me say this.
No one's making you say anything.
You are.
We're just going to murder you on a hill, but it's
you didn't
fine.
Do any of that.
It's all just kind of, you know what? The more I watch it, the more I'm like, all right, I get it, I think. But I don't really get it. I'm just trying really hard. Because everyone's like, you're wrong.
If you
I'm
squint,
like, well, it must be.
If you squint hard, you
if
can
you,
kind of see it.
I like it.
You're talking
it gets
about
more
getting
camp
Halloween?
The more I watch Halloween, the more I'm like, oh, this is unintentionally like very camp. And I'm into it.
The thing about Halloween is we are overexposed.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go back and watch this for the first time.
Yeah.
The choices he made were great choices.
Yes. I agree. I totally
I
agree
understand
with
that. Yeah.
And it did it age well? It aged okay.
It's fine.
But ultimately, these things have been ripped off the whole time.
They have.
So what are you going to do?
And they did it for like
$5,
right? So like mad respect. Everyone's wearing their own clothes. They all got changed in like a van.
They spray painted the leaves.
Spray painting some Joanne's leaves and just throwing them everywhere. I like that.
See, this is a perfect case of the Ariana syndrome. So she doesn't like any original movies.
Yeah.
She likes the 2010 remakes because that's what she saw first.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And for you, you're like, what's up with this movie Halloween? Like, why is it so good? Because it came out before.
Yeah.
For you.
Mm. Yeah, it did. Before me. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm.
Who plays Sirius Black?
Don't even. It's Gary Oldman. Right?
Are you sure? Is that the final answer?
Yes, it's not Gene Hackman. It's Gary Oldman. Final answer. I think I got it right.
There's only been a few moments when I was like, I'm going to throw this whole... I'm just going to
just fucking
crash my car.
I can't... I don't
like,
I,
oh, they're both white old men. Jesus Christ.
They're the same. They're in the same part of my brain. And it's like, I have no control. I don't know why. It's just the syllables of it all, I think.
The syllables.
Yeah. And then one episode, you're like, fuck them both. And then one episode, you're like, I love them both.
They're great.
I'm okay.
They're
okay,
great.
Okay.
They're both fantastic. Like, but okay. Fuck them for like kind of messing me up a little bit in my head. When I say, I don't know when I said it first and I said one instead of the other. And I don't even remember who was who. I had like five people email in and I'm like, I know.
You were talking about Dracula.
Oh, yeah. So
and
I was talking about
who plays
Gene
Dracula.
Who's in Dracula? I've never seen it. Wait, Gary Oldman's in Dracula.
No. Yes. Gary Oldman plays Dracula. Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
You've got Keanu Reeves. You've got Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Correct. All right. So Gene Hackman 50-50. Is in none of the movies we watch. Because the only movie I think I've got really with him is The Birdcage.
Yeah, he's not in horror movies. He's great in like westerns. He's great in movies that don't pass the Bechdel test. So you would not watch it. That's what he's in.
Mm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
He's like old school. Yeah. He's like a coach or like a cowboy.
Yeah, he is in westerns a lot, isn't he?
Or like a military movie.
I'm trying to think if The Birdcage passes the Bechdel test, and I don't think it does. But that's it. Well, it depends on if you consider a man in drag a she.
I do not.
I do.
Then I guess not.
It's up to them.
Then I guess
it's up
doesn't.
To them.
I guess it does. There's.
I don't need any of this. A man winning the Woman of the Year award crap that doesn't count.
I don't know, but like Nathan Lane is like full on a woman in half of this movie, so it's like if like a woman
it
talks
counts.
To Mrs. Doubtfire, the answer is no because it's not a female actress, but it's fine.
Okay, we didn't have that long, so that completes the part where I embarrass you.
Honestly, I stopped like once the club got to 5 points ahead of us. I realized.
Yeah, I think we lost.
Yeah, I think we
I think
lost
we died
big time
on the hill.
We're dead.
If it makes you feel any better, I obviously curate these questions to make you look back because I know the answers to all of them.
Like I'm gonna ask them these questions that I know that they're gonna have to do this. I'm just surprised that I think Ariana threw everyone for a loop when she got rid of The Exorcist.
I know, I feel weird about it, but it's because I have to supplement with two actors that I feel like just don't fit into that movie, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. yeah
that's what it
whenever
was.
Slender Man wakes you up at night, you know, it's a split second decision. You do what you can.
I'll fight him. Is that an option?
That's not an option. I have to return some videotapes. Nick says that to me like I would say once a week, and it creeps me out every single fucking time.
So that is all the questions I have that make you look bad. But there are some bonus would you rather questions.
Yay!
If you want to.
Yeah.
Obviously. This is so fun.
Okay. Would you rather turn into the fly or be the front of the human
the front of the human centipede, I think. The end of the fly is pretty brutal.
I think I would... Wait, if I turn into the fly, can I have a different ending? Or do I end up like half... I'm not going to spoil the fly.
It's not about the movie. It's just about
being
the
thing. Okay,
not
then
the
I'd
thing.
Rather be turning into a fly.
All right.
Because then I could fly.
Right. Would you rather stay with Martin from Vivarium or live in the Conjuring house?
Ooh.
Martin sucks.
Can I lock the door? I'll just lock the door. I'll lock the door. I'll live with Martin and lock the door.
Oh, like lock him out?
Hey.
Yeah. You can't lock out a demon, though.
No, you sure can't. I feel like I would just like
Bathsheba.
Get along. Like I would be submissive to the ghost, and they would be like, okay, you're good.
You would be like,
all right.
Come into me.
Yeah, I would. Because like, I'm not going to fight you. Like, no hate. Like, whatever, Bathsheba. This
Are
is
all the
basement.
Demons listening?
I'm just
Kate's
living
fair
here,
game.
Okay? It's all good.
You'd be like, what's your name in The Veil, where she's like, come in my body, fuck my husband. Like, fuck my That'd be you.
It's the trade-off.
Yes, Michael gets it. Michael gets it. Oh my God, 100%.
Would you rather live in the Shimmer or in Antarctica with a Thing?
Oh my God.
Definitely rather live in the Shimmer.
They're both bad. Like... I'm not going to survive either of them. Cool. But the Shimmer's prettier. So I'm going to go to the Shimmer.
I want to become half plant.
No, that's the best case scenario.
Oh, I could see you being the bear. You'd be the bear.
Oh my God, the bear. I don't know. That's a...
I want to see Ariana as the bear, but it's Kate's
fault. Oh my God, Kate's
that's
scream.
That's a problem. Me just screaming. All right, we're going to go together into the
Shimmer. That would be my
Shimmer.
Personal hell.
We're going to become one bear. Final answer.
Should we mutate into one bear?
Let's do it. I think if we go in with that intention, the shimmer will let us.
Yeah, I agree. Embrace
There you go.
Embrace it.
Would you rather have to tell Pearl that she can't sing or tell Nancy Downs that you're sorry?
I'm going to tell Nancy Downs that I'm sorry because at least it's a faster end. It's like, who am I more afraid of as they're murdering me? Pearl is scarier.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near her. I definitely am not going to tell her that she can't sing. I would let Nancy Downs just like yeet me out of a window and to my death.
Right.
An honorable end. I don't want to get pitchforked or something like that.
I would get pitchforked. I would probably tell Pearl because that would be like a cool death. You know, we all got to die sometime. I want to get fed to an alligator.
He's sorry speech to me. And I'm like feministly like yassing. Okay. And then she just kicks me out of the window. Yeah.
Would you rather go to a party with Rose from Get Out or do a Gerald's game?
Do a Gerald's game? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Rose's party, I think.
I'm
so stressing about these questions.
Wait, so if you go to a party with Rose, that means you're going to get abducted and things done to you.
I mean, maybe. I think Kate would fit in.
I would fit in so well, my white ass.
They would be like, we don't want your white ass.
Yeah.
She wouldn't abduct you.
We have enough of
my hands.
Yeah, I'd be safe is the thing.
They'd be like, wait, this girl's whiter than I am.
She's white as shit.
But you want some cereal? No milk? You're like, I brought my own cereal.
I brought it
no
separately. I think I would go to Rose's party because at least you'd have like a good snack ahead of time. You know, you'd get to eat and like use the bathroom. Yeah. Whereas the Gerald's game, I don't think I could do that to my body, what she does in that movie. So
it's all unnecessary, though. It's all unnecessary.
We've talked about this. Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
This whole thing.
Ain't that the truth? Love it.
I would say I wouldn't go to Rose's party because I am ethnic enough for her to try to take me. Yeah. So that's a hard no. Oof. I think I would probably do the survivalist Gerald's game because I think I could do it better. Sorry.
She thinks she can do everything better.
Call me to you next summer.
She thinks she can do anything. She's like, I'll just poke him in the eye. What's he going to do? Overly like, confident.
I'll figure it out.
It's the tall confidence. It's ridiculous.
She's like, I'm a vet.
That's what literally. She's like, I can do
every
literally any of this better than they did. And I'm like, you're so stupid.
She ends up a millionaire in New Orleans. She's fucking cool. At the end of it, it's like,
are you
I don't want
to
give it away,
that?
But yes, absolutely.
Is that you only wear earrings so that you can look cool taking them off.
You're exactly right.
Correct.
Hold my earrings. Around. Hold my baby.
Hold my baby.
Here I come.
Okay. Last one. Would you rather read from the Necronomicon or embarrass the old gypsy lady in front of an entire bank?
Oh, no.
Which one's worse, the Lamia?
I'm going to read from the Necronomicon, I think. Oh, sorry.
Just for fun.
I mean, he might too, whatever you're into. Okay.
Whatever you're in, no, yeah, to each their own, but I don't want the old gypsy lady like rolling over and
baby
like
bird.
Green sliming into my mouth. I'm going to read from the Necronomicon.
Wait, you don't want that?
I've wanted to do that for a long time anyway, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, that just sounds fun. Yeah, I think I would probably do the gypsy, just because it's like... Because it's like you have time to reverse the curse, you know, and like you get dragged to hell. It's like I'd rather do that than be in an elevator getting all my bones broken, you know?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to comment on evil.
You're not?
Why not? Uh-oh.
When I first did my review solo, I watched Evil Dead Rise. And it was my first review that was like just by myself. And it did not get a good score. It did not.
That's I can see it going one way or another. I was surprised that Ariana and I landed where we did on that one. Where
we both liked it.
Cool. Like it.
You both were so
we
pumped.
It.
And when I do the reviews, it's like pass or fail. So it's like out of 5 stars, and it's pass or fail in each category. And it was like, I don't even, I'd have to pull it up. It got like 2.5 stars. Like, it was what? Garbage. In my opinion. Garbage. Like, it failed on
what was the worst part of it? What was the strongest opinion?
Like, when I rated on production value, I'm like, they wrote this whole movie to be cheap.
Yeah.
Like, cheap. They did it to be cheap. Like, the bit with, like, the eyeglass. Like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
And then the best part about it, like, I rate the concept. Gave it a 0.5 star for concept. Because the coolest thing about it was stolen from the original Evil Dead. And all the parts that they took from it, they watered it down.
Because they had to, because they were in a city.
They kind of glanced over.
Yeah.
They, like, glossed over all the parts. Like, I was like, what are you doing here? And then the characters, I got so mad about, like, baby MG. Like, the best character in the whole movie was the sister, which is fine. But they just, like, shit on her the whole time. I'm like, her life's put together better than yours is.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing just fine. Why is she a bad sister? She's got no kids. She's got no responsibilities. Yeah. She's, like, the height of her career for feminism. Yeah. Like, she's doing great.
They're so into the sister for no fucking reason.
Right.
Like, you don't have a job. You're waiting for your boyfriend to maybe come back. Like, what are you doing?
Because they're all evil.
I did not like Evil Dead.
I like how Paykel makes his decisions on movies. He's very much, like, looking at the characters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. You're very character driven in your analysis. Yeah. It's very interesting.
I was gonna say that's similar to me. I'm like,
Yeah, you are, and you like that because you like the mom a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mom was epic.
I gave it 1 star for concept, which, like I said, like, barely passed. Production value. How did I even give it that? I mean, I guess it had some dollars at some points. No for characters. No for storytelling. No theme, unless it's I hate kids, but maybe sometimes they're great.
That's a great theme.
Did not have a message. And I had 1 star for being spooky at times.
A little spooky.
And I was trying to be nice to it.
It's kind of spooky.
I did not enjoy Evil Dead.
I'm not right. I could see it one way or another. So, yeah, I get it.
I want to watch it, like, again now.
I get to listen to you guys all the time, right? So I kind of get to pick and choose, like, the things that I like about, like, what you guys do and, like, apply. Like, I'm alone, so I don't have anyone to bounce off of. So, like, I try to be very structured with my stuff.
You have to, yeah.
You know, and be as objective as possible.
I don't know how to do that.
Which is not possible. But
can't go with your gut like we do. We're like, this is great.
We just fight with our gut.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like, a Hereditary? Hereditary gave, like, 4 stars.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that fucking movie. I gave it 4 stars. I don't even like Hereditary. It. Because that's just objective. The way it came out. I took a whole, like, either a whole star away or a 0.5 star for storytelling. I'm like, what is wrong with this?
What's wrong with you?
Not the set design, not the cinematography. Okay. Those are good things. But the storytelling was all over the place. And ultimately, it was stupid.
I loved it.
You need to listen to my review that. That one wasn't just me. That was with me and Marie Plays It All.
I can't wait. Wait, where can I listen to you now? Because I know that you've been fighting a little bit with the Instagram Live. Where are you based?
It's all IG right now. For now, it's all on IG.
What is your Instagram? People need to know.
It's Paykel_Myers.
Go follow him. I get little alerts whenever you start going on your live rants, and I'm like, let's. And whenever I can, I'm like tuning in to hear what you have to say. Didn't know you felt that way about Hereditary.
That's funny.
You know, everybody has their flaws.
I gave it its flowers. I just thought that there was some.
That's valid, except for it's not. But
what about Midsommar though? That's a similar thing. Do you feel the same way?
I haven't seen Midsommar, and I haven't seen the other one either.
Other one?
I've been listening to you guys talk about it, and I think I listen to Horror Movie Talk about them both. Like, I don't get to watch a lot of movies. You guys don't know.
I know, you kids.
I watch, like, one movie a week. I get to watch nothing. So, like, whatever I'm going to review that week, if I'm going to do it, that's the movie I get. That's it. I will I will say this, which is, I know is what you always say, but I will say this. When I first started listening to you, because it was just based off of, I think, David was on.
Yeah,
so that's
how
I found you, right? And I was listening to your old catalog first, just based off of, like, the movies that I like. And I'm like, for the first week, I'm like, this is my fucking Gen Z podcast. I thought you were younger.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I think that's a good thing because I like Gen Z. So thank you.
Yeah. We wish we were Gen Z.
We try to be.
The sum of your opinions, it's like... It's like Ariana line sometimes. You're like, forget this movie. I'm like, it's a classic. You're like, fuck that movie. I don't know.
This is so fun. I have had so much fun getting massacred by the club. This is great. We've all been thoroughly humiliated. What are we, stupid bastards? Is that right?
Stupid bastards.
Yeah, well.
Just a bunch of dumb
brats. We already knew that.
Yeah, we did know that.
No. Just a couple of stupid bastards.
Guys, we love Pykele Myers. We've loved him forever and ever. And you should go check him out on Instagram at Pykele_Myers. He's the best. And he's got a lot of opinions, which is always fun. Even though some of them are wrong. Some of them are right.
That's fine.
Some of them. Hereditary.
Some of them.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Terrible.
Well, Pykele, what do you got going on? What should we be paying attention to, looking out for?
Let's see. Right now I've got an episode with Pretty Killers podcast coming out.
Cool.
Next couple Mondays from now. I'll probably have the filmmakers that did Tahoe Joe 1 and 2 coming on very shortly. You can check out my interview with Victor Gabriel, who just did Cruel, and we talked a little bit about his new movie, Blood Gorge. He's great. Check me out. But my biggest focus right now is this, is Hills to Die On. So if you want to come see people be really wrong and be stupid bastards and have a great time, come check us out.
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks for scaring the shit out of me, Ariana. I did not know this was going to happen today. And I'm so glad it did. Got me good. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Check out Pykele and stay spoopy.
Stay spoopy.
Stay spoopy.
Yay.